Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The End of the World is Just the Beginning: Mapping the Collapse of Globalization is a 2022 nonfiction geopolitical forecast by Peter Zeihan, drawing on demography, geography, economics, energy, trade, and security. The book argues that the global order built and protected by the United States after World War II is entering a period of rapid disintegration. Zeihan's central claim is not that the world ends, but that the era of cheap, reliable, globe-spanning integration is fading and will be replaced by a more fragmented system in which countries must manage more of their own production, food, energy, and defense. The book combines strategic analysis with a highly opinionated style, making it both accessible to general readers and controversial among specialists. Its purpose is to explain why globalization is becoming harder to sustain and what that shift could mean for national power, supply chains, and everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the American-led global system is becoming unsustainable. Zeihan's core argument is that globalization was never a natural equilibrium. It depended on exceptional American power, especially naval dominance, dollar-centered finance, and the security guarantees that reduced trade risk. He contends that this system worked because the United States absorbed much of the cost of keeping sea lanes open, stabilizing markets, and discouraging major wars among trading states. In his view, that arrangement is now weakening, because the United States no longer has the same strategic appetite for underwriting global commerce. The result is not a sudden collapse of trade everywhere, but a steady erosion of the conditions that made worldwide integration reliable. This matters because the book treats globalization as an engineered system, not an inevitable one. Once the sponsoring power withdraws, the incentives that supported complex international interdependence also weaken, forcing countries to reassess their exposure to distant suppliers, shipping choke points, and financial dependencies. Secondly, demography as the decisive driver of national decline or resilience. A major theme in the book is that population structure shapes future power more than ideology or short-term policy. Zeihan emphasizes aging, shrinking populations as a strategic liability because they reduce labor supply, suppress consumption, strain welfare systems, and make it harder to sustain industrial growth. He pays particular attention to China, arguing that its demographic profile undercuts long-term confidence in its rise. In this framework, countries with younger populations and better demographic balance have more room to adapt, while older societies face compounding pressures on productivity and public finance. The book uses demography not as a background statistic, but as a primary engine of geopolitical change. That approach distinguishes it from books that focus mainly on diplomacy or technology. Zeihan's point is that even strong states can be structurally weakened if they are running out of workers, consumers, and military-age citizens, because the basic arithmetic of population eventually shapes what kinds of power are sustainable. Thirdly, supply chains, shipping, and the fragility of interdependence. The book devotes substantial attention to how modern economies depend on long, specialized, and vulnerable supply chains. Zeihan argues that the global trading system is efficient precisely because it is highly coordinated across oceans, ports, finance, and insurance. But that same complexity makes it brittle when political guarantees weaken. If maritime security becomes less dependable, or if states prioritize self-reliance, the cost of moving goods across the world rises and the benefits of hyper-specialization shrink. The practical implication is that countries will need to produce more at home, diversify suppliers, or accept higher prices and lower efficiency. This is especially important for industrial inputs, food, and manufactured goods that assume stable shipping networks. Zeihan does not claim that international trade disappears. Rather, he suggests that trade becomes more regional, less predictable, and more expensive. The book's strength here is its clear explanation that the miracle of cheap abundance depends on a hidden infrastructure of security and coordination that can be taken for granted, only as long as the sponsoring order survives. Fourthly, energy and industrial systems must become more local and less globally synchronized. Another important dimension of the book is its treatment of energy as both a geopolitical resource and a logistics problem. Zeihan argues that the integrated global energy market, like the wider trading system, relied on stable transport routes, financial normalization, and American security guarantees. As those supports erode, energy systems are likely to become more regionally specific and more difficult to manage through global assumptions. The book links this to broader industrial change. Manufacturing, agriculture, and transport all become less efficient when global coordination weakens. That means states will need to rethink how they power economies, feed populations, and maintain industrial inputs under more constrained conditions. The book is not a technical energy manual, but it consistently shows how energy supply shapes strategic freedom. A country that cannot secure fuel, electricity, and industrial materials locally becomes more exposed when global markets become unreliable. Zihan's wider claim is that deglobalization is not just a trade story. It is a systemic shift that will force energy and production networks to be redesigned around regional realities rather than universal assumptions. Lastly, regional power blocks. National self-reliance and the uneven future of globalization, Zihan's forecast ends by mapping a world in which regions and states are pushed toward greater self-reliance. But not all actors will adapt equally. He argues that only a relatively small set of countries has the geographic, demographic, and institutional capacity to function comfortably in a deglobalized environment. Others will face difficult choices about domestic production, energy security, food supply, and military readiness. This produces a more fragmented international system, with regional power centers replacing a broadly integrated world economy. The book is especially interested in the United States, which Zihan sees as unusually well-positioned because of its farmland, resources, and geographic insulation. Even as it withdraws from global management, that asymmetry is central to the book's logic. Deglobalization is not evenly bad for everyone, but it is disruptive for most countries that built their prosperity on open global networks. The result is a forecast of uneven adaptation, where some states regain autonomy while others confront sharper instability, lower growth, and more limited strategic options. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in geopolitics, economic forecasting, international relations, energy logistics, and demographic change. It offers intellectual value for anyone trying to understand why supply chains, trade security, and population trends are increasingly central to the future of global affairs. Its main benefit is that it connects large-scale systems in a single framework rather than treating economics, security, and demographics as separate topics. Readers looking for a clear, argumentative, and highly accessible warning about deglobalization will find it especially useful. What makes it stand out in the geopolitics category is its combination of broad historical synthesis and practical implications. It does not only describe a changing world order. It explains how that change could affect manufacturing, food, energy, transportation, and national strategy. The book is also notable for its direct style and strong thesis, which make it easier to read than many academic analyses, even when the conclusions are provocative. For readers who want a serious but readable forecast about the end of the American-backed global system, it is one of the most distinctive books in the field. If you would like to support Peter Zihan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.